Good morning. You know, we just sang a song here about loving you, Lord. I'm yours. You're mine and all that. That song was really fitting for what I'd like to talk about this morning. Anyway, we're in a new year. We heard about that last week. Mark talked about relationships and character and faith and the things that we need to press on in the new year. And my intent for what I'm saying this morning as far as the devotional is concerned is that I'm reminded of what I'm speaking about, and that together maybe we can all learn just a little bit about it. We're not our own. We're the Lord's. The things we have are not our own. And I need to think more about that. I need to think more about how God and how the Lord, or what he's done for us, and how that we're just stewards for the things we have, or the things we have. And in illustrating that just a little bit, I want to tell, I read a little story about a church that the parking lot was full. They didn't have enough room to park. It reminded me a little bit of the situation we have here. But anyway, they didn't have enough room to park. So one of the members said something to a store owner right next to them, wondered if he could use the parking lot. Oh, he said, sure. He said, no problem. He said, you can use it 51 weeks a year, but the 52nd week, there's going to be a chain across the driveway. You can't use it. So anyway, the guy was a little curious about this. So he said, what's the intent? Well, he said, there's really nothing that's going to happen there that day. All he wants is to make sure they remember that the parking lot is not theirs. So I think that's the thought I want to leave this morning. When we think about the things that God's given us, they're not ours. And we need to remember that because of this, we need to faithfully serve the Lord. We're only stewards of the things we have. Sometimes we forget. I'm going to read a little in 1 Chronicles 29. You don't have to turn there if you don't want. I'm just going to read it quickly. But David, when they were talking about building the temple, and David knew that he wasn't going to build it, Solomon was going to build it, and David praised the Lord for some of the things I'm going to read here. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven is and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given. We have given you, for we are aliens and pilgrims before you. As were all our fathers, our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name is from your hand and all is your own. You know, David acknowledged the Lord as the giver of everything that he had, especially the things that were coming in. It's pretty interesting to read 1 Chronicles 28 and 29. Sometimes you don't have nothing else to do. That would be a good thing to do. I just read it recently, and it's pretty interesting. So, but anyway, this parking lot business, we need to remember. I thought that was a really good illustration as far as what the man was trying to bring across to the people at the church. They can use it all the time. No problem, he said, but only one Sunday. So to remind us that it's not ours. Even our bodies are not our own. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20, it says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which is God's. And really nothing we have is our own. And I for one, don't always think about that. And I think it's good that we're reminded of that, especially in the beginning of this year when things are when things are fresh in our mind about what we're going to do this year and how we're going to do it. And in 1 Timothy 6, it's God gives us richly all things to enjoy. We are so abundantly blessed with good things, let's never take our Father for granted, but use wisely and gratefully all the things he has given. Remembering we are not our own, but we are bought with a price. The things are not ours. We're only stewards. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. So let's not forget the parking lot deal. Let's remember that it's not ours. Let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for your goodness to us. Thank you for allowing us to be your children. Thank you for helping us to see that things are not our own, but we are bought with a price. Thank you that you care about our lives. We're only stewards of the things you give us. Help us to remember this and to convey this as we live our lives. Help us to understand that you are the giver of everything that we have. And Lord, I just pray this morning that you would help us as we serve you today in our congregation here, as we go to Sunday school, and as we, as the teachers and others who are involved in the Sunday school, help us to see your ways more clearly. Lord, help us to realize that you are the giver of everything that we have, and to remember that we are only stewards, and to remember that you have loved us so much that you gave your only Son to be our Savior. We thank you this morning for all your blessings to us. In Jesus' name, amen.